What's up, everybody? It's your host with the most, MK47 a bit, and welcome to MKUSA, back with another episode. You already know we live on Spotify, iTunes, and all the other platforms. Make sure you rate us five stars on Spotify and Apple Podcasts to help us move up in the algorithm. But today, we're talking about Kevin Samuels. First off, RIP to that man. Y'all know he passed away a while back. Like a couple of months ago, I made a episode on here about what I thought, my thoughts on like his views on dating and whatnot. And some things I don't agree with that he had to say, but some things I did. And he did show the double standard in like dating nowadays. But a lot of people has been celebrating this man's death, and for why, I have no idea. I have never seen a man that's, you know, not a thug, that went to college, graduated, started a business and stuff, get so much hate for his opinions on dating and how you should move in life. Like, I have never seen, like, they treating this man like, they just bashing this man like he is a street nigga, like he's a terrorist, like he didn't miss Osama or Hitler. Like, what the hell is going on, man? What did this man do or say that got our women so riled up that they celebrating this man's death? And on the day when I saw he was trending on Twitter, I saw that he passed away, I just saw all the negative comments, all the hate, like women and some men was just bashing this man. And I was like, what the f-? Like, I've never seen hate like this before, man. Like, for somebody, my phone got a text message. Let me turn this shit down. But yeah, I never seen a man like who had a pretty good life, man. Like, that they didn't really do anything wrong or shady, like talking about, get so much hate. Well, he didn't do nothing shady to my knowing, but I mean, wow, it's just crazy. All he did was just tell men that, you know, pretty much you need to get your shit together. And the thing is, men listened to him and, you know, didn't take it to heart and just got better. The problem started when he started talking to women, and you know that that video he made, Average at Best, blew up, got all the women talking, and like he started doing more shows and stuff, like giving his opinion on women in the dating market, and he's pretty much just calling out, he's just calling shit how he see it. But what he was saying, like, it seems like women is a problem in dating nowadays. And, you know, he was just keeping it real, calling it how you see it. And, you know, women just got pissed off about it. Now, me, I don't think cancel culture is real, man. Like, they tried to get Kevin up out of here, but, you know, he was just getting more popular, you know, collaborating with people. You know, he was in a Future music video. I saw he did a live with Nicki Minaj. He was on a bunch of people podcasts and shit. It's like, you know, he kept growing and getting bigger. And if he was still alive today, he'll still be doing big things and growing even more. But people forget that the whole purpose of his platform was to help people get the outcomes that they wanted, and you know, to help create more black families, man. Because you know, sometimes it seems like we could be very, you know, divided. But yeah, a lot of things I didn't agree agree with that he said, and there's a lot that I did agree with. He was a very intelligent man. You know, he had some good views, and boy, did those views get women angry. I ain't never seen. I mean, bro, they got people that's in the streets selling drugs and stuff. I don't even see a lot of women be mad at niggas like that. No, and all like the real problem in our community. But anyway, man, like, yeah, rest in peace, Kevin Samuels. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure you guys follow me on social media. Link will be in the description down below. And I'll see y'all next time.